Tina Smith Henninger lives on a rural two-lane road in Lower Towamencing Township.
I have a Biden sign. My neighbors over here have a small Trump flag. My neighbors down there have a very large Trump flag.
Smith Henninger has a This is Biden Country sign outside her home. It's not in great shape after someone recently threw pumpkins at it. She's had the sign up since June, but in the past few weeks, it's been the target of escalated attention.
We would have the occasional childish person yelling, as screaming obscenities as they went by or whatever. You expect that. Then it started with the trash throwing. That was annoying, but, you know, not terrible. Then it's progressed. Now they're throwing glass, not just at the sign, at my house too. The other night it was paintballs. They shot the sign, they shot my house, they shot my windows.
State Trooper David Peters says this is a case of criminal mischief and can result in a fine or a misdemeanor charge depending on the amount of damage.
Had, you know, the window been smashed and the paintball came through, if it was something other than a paintball that could have endangered the victim within the house, you could kind of put a charge of reckless endangerment out there.
Smith Henninger installed cameras outside her home after the paintball shots were fired. She had a Hillary sign up in 2016. She got some yells out the window, but nothing more. She didn't think this would happen in her small community outside of Palmerton.
It's gotten to the point that now I actually am considering, where do we sit on the couch? Should I move it away from the window? The fact that I actually have to think about that because people in my community have chosen that rather than dare allow someone else to express a different opinion from them, they have to violently attack.
Police say sign stealing and vandalism occur every election season. Over the weekend, part of the Carbon County Trump train, a caravan of vehicles, fell victim too. The Times News reported police are investigating after a vehicle's tires were slashed. Trooper Peters says state police are keeping a close watch on everything that's going on.
Polling stations, rallies, crowds, anything that's bringing a large number of people out to the public, you know, especially during COVID. You know, understanding the mitigation guidelines that are in place for rallies and then, you know, the contentions that people have on each side to hopefully we can keep them peaceful.
With heightened partisanship amid the pandemic and civil unrest and the election just hours away, Peters says state police won't be letting their guard down. Haley O'Brien, WLVR News.